Back to Brexit now, as MPs debated in the House of Commons yesterday. This Week presenter Carol Coleman spoke to some of the hundreds of thousands of people, some say close to a million, who were marching against Brexit in London yesterday.
Sadly, I think a lot of people in this country are really ignorant about the situation in Northern Ireland, which makes me really sad because it's so important. I feel like the government are just throwing Northern Ireland under the bus.
It's a bad deal for Irish citizens here in the UK. We could lose our EHIC cards, we could lose our pension rights, and I have a daughter who will be wanting to take advantage of the Erasmus programme. And she will not be able to do that.
If it was a very short extension, I would possibly go with that, only because Nigel Farage told me I should. And I'm a great Nigel Farage follower.
Let's have another vote and see whether that is what people accept. If they accept it, the majority of the people in this country, the vast majority of the people in this country, I think, will go along with it. Maybe reluctantly in the case of a number of them, but at least they've had the chance.
That's some of the people in London yesterday. We can talk now to Laura Perrins, co-editor of the Conservative Woman's website, which supports Brexit. Laura, you're welcome and thank you for joining us. So after yesterday, what do you think will happen now?
Well, it's very difficult to predict what will happen. He has sent, I think, three letters. Boris Johnson has sent three letters, according to the Sunday Times, but making it clear that he doesn't want the extension. And at this stage, I don't think European leaders are in much of a mood to give an extension either. So Oliver Letwin hasn't really done anyone a favour in getting his amendment passed yesterday. I think a lot of people thought that this was finally it and that the deal would pass.
Yeah. I mean, they certainly still have another week or so. I mean, it's October the 31st is the deadline. And I mean, people will wonder, though. I mean, the withdrawal agreement was only agreed on Thursday. It's only a couple of days until that vote. Surely something so significant and important about the future of the UK and how it's governed for perpetuity, that needs more time, more scrutiny, does it not?
Well, I mean, that is true. That's one way of putting it. But on the other hand, they have had 3 years, you know, to discuss it. It's dominated the entire political agenda for the last 3 years.
But most of that 3 years, there was no plan.
Well, there was Theresa May's plan, and this agreement isn't that far from what she had agreed. So, I mean, well, they're going to get more time now. But the truth is, for at least some people in the House of the Parliament, it doesn't matter what they put forward, they're going to vote against it because they obviously don't want Brexit to happen. So obviously there's different factions and they voted for the Letwin amendment yesterday for different reasons. But it's wrong to say a lot of them voted for it just for scrutiny. Most of them voted for it because they don't want Brexit to happen.
But could you also say that many of them voted for it because they don't trust the Prime Minister at the moment? They don't trust that even if he were to get his withdrawal agreement through, that the legislation which underpins Brexit, which allows Brexit to happen, wouldn't be in place by October the 31st, and then you're back to a crashing out scenario.
Well, again, you can say that, but the best way to avoid a crashing out scenario is to pass the deal that's on the table and get the legislation in place that makes that happen. That would obviously be the most logical thing to do.
Yeah, and that's why Oliver Letwin wanted the legislation in place first, to be sure.
Well, I don't even understand the amendment. He's saying we're not going to pass it until it's passed. I mean, Oliver Letwin was the genius behind the poll tax. So at the moment, there are unspeakable things being said about him, supposedly all over Whitehall and
do you
all over
think,
Twitter.
Laura, do you think a second referendum is perhaps more likely now than it was a number of months ago, for example?
Well, the more time they're given, it makes it slightly more likely. But I still think it's still unlikely. I mean, you can't really have a second referendum without implementing the result of the first referendum. But, you know, as long as Brexit doesn't happen and the withdrawal deal hasn't been passed, then there is hope for that view. Again, which is part of the reason why a lot of people voted for the Letwin amendment yesterday.
Thank you very much indeed, Laura Perrins, co-editor of the Conservative Woman's website.